inviting in the elements. I'm going to take you on a guided meditation. It's about an empty room and the elements, and what happens in that empty room when you invite them in and they come together. Essentially, I'm going to tell you a story for you to follow along with and imagine. By allowing your conscious mind to rest while another part of you follows the story, you create space for your subconscious mind to breathe and to explore things that perhaps your conscious mind doesn't pay much attention to. You may find it really easy to form a picture in your head while you're listening, but if not, that is completely normal and completely fine. If you find it difficult to imagine things as we go along, just take this time here and now to give yourself a little bit of breathing space and a chance to rest. It is entirely okay if you happen to fall asleep. Now, get yourself comfortable, lying down or sitting. Take a moment to adjust your belt or make sure your clothes aren't too tight anywhere. And give your face and neck a good stretch here and there. And then just allow your eyes to close. Now, take a deep breath in through your nose and sigh gently out through your mouth. And once more in through your nose and sigh softly out through the mouth. And just continue to be aware of your breathing, taking gentle, slow, deep breaths in and out. I want you to imagine yourself sitting alone in a big, round, stone room. It's bare right now and empty, and the kind of place where you might hear your footsteps echo. It's safe and secure, but the air feels just a little bit too stale. The ground feels a little bit too cold. The walls look a bit too grey. And everywhere is just a bit too quiet. And you feel a strong need to invite something in. You hold your hands over your heart, and you think of your memories of fire. Focus on your memories of how its flames dance, flickering and flaring. Focus on the beautiful colours that shine within it, the deep red embers, the blue and white of the hottest flames, the soft orange glow it casts into the darkness. Focus on your memories of wood smoke and bubbling hot campfire kettles, and toasting marshmallows, and the sound of damp wood hissing and spitting. As you hold those memories in your heart, you hold your hands out in front of you in this room, and you see that you are holding a lit candle. Place it down on the ground in front of you. The flame of your candle sends its little bit of colour and warmth out into the cold grey room, and it's beautiful but you still feel that need to invite things in. You hold your hands over your heart and think of your memories of Earth. Focus on your memories of the feel of soil between your fingers, the feel of the ground under your feet. Focus on your memories of the living things that soil holds and supports, from little weeds to mighty trees to rabbit burrows. Focus on your memories of all the shapes the earth can take, from beautiful tall hills and deep winding glens to wide flat fields. As you hold those memories in your heart, you hold your hands out in front of you, and you see that you are holding a little pot full of soil. Place it down on the ground, next to your candle. You notice a tiny plant sprouting out of your pot of soil. It sends its little bit of cheer out into the empty room, and it's beautiful, but you still feel that need to invite things in. You hold your hands over your heart and think of your memories of air. Focus on your memories of all the ways the air moves. Gentle breezes full of spring mist, the way the air flows through your hair when you dance or run, the power and strength of a winter gale. Focus on your memories of how it feels to breathe big lungfuls of fresh, clean air. Focus on your memories of all the things the wind carries, of leaves spinning in spirals, of the smell of flowers in full bloom, of soaring birds and hovering bees. As you hold those memories in your heart, you hold your hands out in front of you, and you see that you're holding a little set of wind chimes that jingle with a little breath of wind. Allow it to hang in the air in front of you, above your candle and your pot of soil. It sends its soft, merry little sounds out into the quiet room, and it's beautiful. But you still feel that need to invite one last thing in. You hold your hands over your heart and think of your memories of water. Focus on your memories of the ways that water flows, the drips off the ends of melting icicles, the way the tide washes in and out, the way the mist starts to rise off the warming land. Focus on your memories of how it feels to move through water, of running your cold hands under a warm tap, or of swimming in a beautiful lake, or splashing in boots across a shallow, bubbling stream. Focus on the memory of licking your dry lips, of quenching your thirst, and of watering plants. As you hold those memories in your heart, you hold your hands out in front of you, and you see that you are holding a snowball. Place it on the ground, by your candle, by your pot, under your wind chimes. And, being a snowball, it glitters prettily in the light but it doesn't do very much, and maybe you feel slightly underwhelmed by these four beautiful but small guests you have invited into this space with you. But as you sit together for a while, you begin to notice how they start to interact. You notice how the wind swirling in the wind chimes feeds the candle flame, which flares up bright and lively and transforms into a beautiful, cheerful campfire. The heat from that fire begins to melt the snowball, and water begins to flow across the stone floor towards the plant pot. And as it moistens the soil, that tiny plant begins to grow taller and taller and taller. As the plant begins to grow, the air begins to flow in and out of its leaves. And with each puff out, that wind goes from a whisper to a joyful breeze. The breeze, full of life again, begins to ring bells all around the ceiling of your empty space, summoning all sorts of plants to come and grow. Vines spread over the empty walls, and on those vines beautiful fruits begin to grow and swell. Trees begin to lean their branches through into your space, their boughs heavy with white and pink blooms. They send soft petals drifting down to the floor and drip rich, sweet nectar. You see grass and flowers begin to sprout up out of the ground into a whole carpet of soft, lush forage. Enjoy the many new smells, the green growth and the perfume, the nectar and the juice. Listen as birds begin to fly round your once empty space and fill it with song as they chatter to each other, full of cheer and merrymaking. Watch as creatures of all kinds find their way to you, accepting your invitation with joy and laughter to eat the fruits and drink the nectar and frolic on that new grass. Hear the drum of the woodpecker and the chirp of the grasshopper. Hear the sweet song of the blackbirds and the whooping of the crane. Hear the deep croak of the frog and the squeak of the harvest mouse. Music and mating calls and celebration and melody. And through it all, you feel the fire warming all the cold. You feel the water quenching all the thirst. You feel the earth nourishing all the bodies, and you feel the air carrying all the song. All of this, everything around you, has come from so little, from nothing at all, except to be welcomed into a space and sharing that space with others. All that thrives here has come from invitation and togetherness. Take a moment to absorb all the sights and sounds and smells around you, and feel the ways in which the elements give life to all of them, and how each element mingles with every other. The air feeds the flame. The flame melts the ice. Water feeds the soil, and the plants feed the air. And you feel where you belong in this web of connectedness. And take a moment to allow the elements you are most drawn to flow through you as they mingle with all the others and with the world around them. And hold your hands to your heart and allow these memories of connectedness to flow back into you to join those memories of the fire and the earth and the air and the water. The fire in your belly, the air in your chest, the water in your blood, and the earth in your bones. And remember how they came to you when you next feel the need to invite them in. And I want you to slowly bring your attention back to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Allow yourself to focus on the movement of your chest as you breathe in and out. Allow yourself to notice the feeling of the ground beneath you and the feeling of the clothes on your body. Allow yourself to connect back with your earthly body and just begin to stretch whichever parts of you you wish. Just gently and with ease. And slowly bring your awareness back into the room.